Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 3, Episode 8, titled Recurrent. We're going to be talking about mother-daughter relationships, judgy Brits, and Stage 5 clingers. It's going to be a good one, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back, of course, to our Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am Sam Davidson. I am your host this evening. I am joined by two of my awesome co-hosts here.
Hey, everyone. I'm Leslie Powers.
Hi, guys. I'm Taylor Gates.
And, of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Rate, review, subscribe. Go in the chat. Taylor is in the chat right now.
Do that.
We always love hearing your feedback. So it's just us tonight.
Yes.
It's okay, though. Erica is not here. She'll be back next week for our two-part finale.
Ah,
curveball.
So much unreal.
I don't know.
It's unreal.
It's unreal.
I was upset, but also excited. What did you guys think of this episode overall? Let's start with you, Taylor.
It was action-packed. It was so full of just everything, lots of emotions. I actually got to see it last Tuesday because I went to a fun little screening, and I've been dying to talk about it with other people, so I'm really excited for this after show.
Yes, it was crazy. This is the episode I was like, there's Rachel. I was missing her, and I feel like it was just all about Rachel and all about some weird psychiatry, psychobabble shrink stuff. So it got pretty crazy at the end, and Constance Zimmer directed, and I thought she did an amazing job. So I just wanted to give her a shout-out. Go female directors.
Really, really good. I liked it a lot also. I think it was one of those ones that they switch off weeks with character development versus things happening. And sometimes the character development weeks, not as much action happens. But this week, we saw so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off with Quinn. Who is this Fiona lady? I still do not understand. And I'll be annoyed if they don't make her presence in the show significant just to put, you know, this amazing actress on the screen. We love her. But what is this person there for?
Yeah, I'm curious about that too, honestly. I feel like if she's not going to blow something up in the finale or be kind of a wrench in the plan, or maybe she's like the enemy and we don't know it yet. I agree. I'll be very disappointed if it's just Tracy Tom showing up to be a badass like she usually is. So
right. Like, I want to know their history. Like, where did they meet? How did they meet? Like, what exactly? Is it just a friendship? Like, do they have a weird history? Like, I don't know. I'm curious about that too, because they seem super tight. And it seems like they got super tight, super fast. So there must have been some, like, very intense stuff that went on before we saw her.
Yeah, I mean, we did see Quinn, though, with a beautiful guy. Wish she was a contender this season for Serena's heart. I mean, super hot. When I watched it the second time, I was like, whoa, but yes. That's what I did. Yeah, my cat even looked at me like, you're super creepy. So it seems like, in the moment at least, she's with a man, because I thought the same thing. Maybe her and Fiona, Quinn and Fiona, had a relationship, but doesn't seem like it. Chet, on the other hand, I have a bit of a problem with this storyline as far as continuity, just with Chet's character. Okay, so Chet was high last week when he said yes to Gary to help. How much time passed before, I think a significant amount of time where he was no longer high, that Chet decided to go into Quinn's office to break onto her computer?
I think he was just so mad about the whole her not being a character witness for him that I think maybe the anger was fueling him. Like, he already said yes, and then he's like, yeah, I am mad, even though he said yes while he was high. I think maybe just the anger was fueling him to still want to.
Is he 15? I was high, good. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. I think that was, I agree. I don't think that was a very strong
With that. I feel like he had almost a sort of, like, epiphany when he saw her in the house she was building. He was like, oh, she actually is way too good for me, and I can't do this to her. Like, she's killing it. Like, I'm not going to take all this away from her over, you know, this one thing. And I think that Quinn's definitely going to be his character witness again. Come on.
But it's just, I was rooting for you, Chet. I love Chet.
Love Chet.
I think it's you, Taylor. You're not a Chet
fan. I'm not a huge Chet fan.
I think understandably so, though.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, about what people do to each other, it's probably not a great thing for Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
In this episode, I'm going to kind of find it hard to go back. You know, someone that can just try. What if he would have just put in kiddo?
Yeah.
And also, that's what my dad calls me.
Like, I know. I always have thought that nickname was so creepy. But I will admit, like, though I don't love Chet and I definitely don't want them together, I was like, okay, that's kind of sweet. Like, I will give that moment to them. And I feel like when you have a moment that makes me even, like, root for them a teeny tiny bit, like, you know that you're doing good writing because I'm so against it. But I really liked that detail.
I feel like Mr. Big in Sex and the City called Carrie Kid or something like that. I feel
he did because he was way older than her, and I've never been a Mr. Big fan.
Were you an Aiden person?
Yes.
I'm only on episode 3 of Sex and the City. My roommate's making me watch it. But now I'm on which side I have to choose.
It is, you know, I am the minority, I will say. You know, I think as far as this show, Jeremy is for sure going to be the Aiden in some situation. Yes. But in Chet, yeah, it's different women, but essentially Rachel and Quinn are kind of one person.
Yes.
So we have the Big and we have the Aiden. That's what I'm chalking it up to. But I want to talk about the Madison of it all. She's just so easily manipulated.
I'm obsessed with her. I love her so much. But she's trying. Like, she really does just want to, like, be a good employee.
Yes.
But she just can't seem to make it work.
She wants to impress, but her in that hot tub with the cocktail, too I was good. Like, this is... I'm like, you don't even leave set to have fun. You just stay on set.
Go to, like, a Sheraton or something, you know?
Yes, go home. I don't understand why she stuck around, but I guess it wouldn't have made sense for the storyline.
I mean, there is something about her that I don't think she's a Quinn. I don't think she's a Rachel. I like Madison as a character just because she's entertaining to watch, but she wants to be, you know, the third in line to the kingdom, kind of. And she's doesn't use her brain enough and is a little bit too shallow to, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess she just isn't messed up enough.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and she's not as complex as the other two. I think she's very just trying to get from point A to point B and doesn't have all the weird kind of depths and, you know, maneuvers and manipulations. But she cracks me up.
I know.
I think that's her purpose. Yeah.
Genevieve's doing an amazing job.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what she did. Okay, so first the date of the week. I love how this differentiates a little bit from The Bachelorette and The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I think at this point is hometown dates. They did that last week. So this week, and she only picks one. It really doesn't make any sense. But it does make sense in the way that it's almost live.
Mm-hmm.
As the real Bachelor and Bachelorette is not. Because they take so long to edit it. But this, they just put it straight out. So she is, you know, looking at old photos with the guys. And they're showing her old photos.
I was like, they are running out of ideas for these dates.
Yeah, it was strange. I was like, we have never done this before.
Yeah, it's like she could just steal someone's phone and scroll their Instagram. I don't understand why
it's like a slideshow at a sorority.
Yes.
I think it's when you get down to the final four at a sorority, or it might be three. You do a slideshow, at least at my college, and it shows. Is it three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's like overnight dates.
yes. Three party is what we called it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're all sororities.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Look at that.
What's sorority? Are we all in the same? We don't know.
No. I see Taylor's on her computer.
ZTA.
Was that Zeta?
Zeta Alpha. Yes.
Zeta. Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
Kappa Delta.
I'm a Pi Phi.
Guys, look at this. Look at this panel in a glove.
So diverse here, you guys.
So like sororities. Unreal.
So we are seeing pictures of Serena, and then, you know, we see George, her ex, and and I love how Jay is behind the scenes going, oh, so terrible.
I know.
The dude ghosted her.
It is
her.
Terrible. It's like
so, I mean, okay. So we don't really know what happened exactly, but the way she makes it sound is that they were almost engaged, and he just disappeared.
He peaced out.
Yeah.
But his side of the story is that she just read too much into it and was, like, too clingy. So, and I loved, I might be, like, jumping ahead a little bit, but I loved the fact that, like, Quinn and Rachel were like, well, why are you guys just automatically believing the guy? Like, you've known him for 5 seconds, you've known Serena for weeks and weeks, and you automatically are just gonna buy his side of the story? Like, I liked how they kind of flipped that and were like, why is that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I do too, but I also just think the way she behaved and her responses to him when, so, you know, George comes in because Madison calls him. He doesn't want to be, basically a terrible thing said about him on national television, goes to set the record straight. But when he was saying things to her, her response was, well, you didn't call me back. So, and that's not someone saying, you're a sociopath. That is not what happened, and you know you were about to buy me a ring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she might have had a lot more eye-rolling and, like, please kind of attitude if it wasn't true, which I think is why Jasper, which I might be jumping ahead, is kind of like, well, she seemed like a mess.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
And it is okay, I think. There's been almost... I don't know if I'm going to say every girl, but there girls go through a version of that in lots of different relationships. Them liking someone and the other guy not liking them back. And Serena has been so type A about this from the beginning, you know, making boards of her guys.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, she's a little...
Yeah, I guess she is a little obsessive in that regard.
Yeah.
Good point.
Absolutely. I mean, so the guys, well, I think just Jasper... in general, does not take well to this information. Very disappointing. I was
very
reading for you.
Weird considering he's like the womanizer who's dating like four people at once. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, you're a little bit crazy in your own way. You can't be judging her for this.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think of Jasper? I agree.
I like Jasper, but I think that this was a an ugly side of him, and I feel like Rachel was spot on, even though she got real shrink about it. I think she was really spot on that he just probably has intimacy issues, and he's kind of like, the second there's something that's a little complicated, he's like, nah, I don't think I want to deal with her mess type thing.
I just feel like this episode, they gave us neuroses about all the characters beforehand, but this episode, it kind of just came out of nowhere for me. You know, okay, he made a bet. He's kind of a douche, but now he's fallen in love with her, but then... he is a serial just playboy, which we knew, but there are these feelings and emotions coming out of him this episode that I guess, I don't know, from a therapy standpoint, Rachel really broke him down. But I'm thinking, you were so great last week. And maybe that's just me as a woman wanting to like somebody. I don't know.
It does seem a little late in the game, though.
And I think
for them to be developing that big of character... characteristics for each character.
When we actually put like faces to all of the girls like in the same bridal party, that just like takes it up a notch. It's not just some like vague thing that he does anymore. It's like, oh, these four girls in this picture, two of whom were in long-term relationships, like that just makes it more real. I think
I did not understand that. Okay, I was thinking it would be stronger if they were sisters or they were related. He's just a guy that is like Vince Vaughn or, you know, Wilson from Wedding Crashers and just hooks up with all the bridesmaids. I mean, it's not that like, oh, terrible, or this woman had a child and this, you know, it was like, cool, they were bridesmaids together. Is there anything more to that story except for he dated three bridesmaids?
Also, I think it's very strange that they all didn't have an issue with that, or like,
weren't
all like hey, talking can you not to each date other? Jasper? Because the three of us have. I don't know. It wasn't their strongest hour on that.
Unless they're planning to follow that up with some very heavy explanation that leads to some dramatic thing in the next two episodes, which is essentially one, so we have a two-hour finale next week, then I'm thinking, okay, I don't know if we needed that.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like they need to start tying some loose ends.
And we don't have enough time!
There's not enough time. There's like 2 hours.
I know.
But the Fiona thing, I agree, needs to...
Well, in a way, I just want to say one more thing about her, though. It feels like they're trying to make her the Coleman of last season, but she hasn't been in it the whole season. And maybe that was because of, you know, scheduling issues because she's a Broadway star. But I feel like that was maybe her intention, but it's not hitting because she came in so late.
I'm wondering if she'll be around for season 4 and it'll maybe be more explained. Then.
I hope so.
Maybe. I do too. I hope this is sort of like an appetizer for her. And then season 4, she like gets really involved, like maybe starts working with them or something.
I know, but I...
Because I love her.
I don't like her character. I love her. I love Rent, you know.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Yeah, but we just don't know enough yet, I don't think. Because we're like, what is your place here?
Exactly. Well, Alexi, this was... It was not his week, but it also was his week.
Yeah. Every week is his week. He's so good on the show.
He's amazing. And I'm just amazing. So excited to know that he will be back for season
yes.
4. Yes. And I think we said this a couple weeks ago. He just doesn't care. Most people come in here and they go, I can't tell you. I mean, you know, obviously Josh Kelly's going to be on season 4, but no one can really say anything. He goes, I don't care. I'm on season 4.
He's my favorite. He has to come back somehow.
Best lines ever, Alexi.
Yeah. And, you know, his ex, Natalia, right? So, looks like you. I think you said earlier.
I think she looks like Serena. We only got one little kind of side view of her in the photo, but I was like, whoa, like they look sort of alike. It was kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah, I need to look closer. I need to watch that again.
So, are we thinking that his Natalia, she died of an.
Oh.
Okay, because I watched it twice and I rewound and I was thinking when she. I thought that she might have died in that drug and she introduced him to cocaine. Maybe she had an overdose, but wasn't there something earlier in the season where they were possibly going to bring her on?
I think Rachel was like, do this, like, show Natalia that you can...
Oh, yeah, she was stalking him on Twitter.
But if she says it's what Natalia would want or something like that, and if she's dead and he's trying to honor her...
Maybe she's just drugged out somewhere on...
Yeah, she
has access to the internet. We do know that much because she's been stalking... Although that, I mean, who knows? That could have been Rachel making stuff up, but...
Yeah, that's true.
No. Okay, so she's alive. Like, from the grave.
From the grave. She's watching your Instagram stories.
Yes. Yeah. Prove to her you like Serena.
Exactly. Okay, so she's alive. All right, fair enough. I think I understand that now. poor Jay.
So, I know, we were crying over this.
I guess he's not I'm assuming he's not addicted at this point. It's just been a little bit, so
he's a little regretful.
Yeah, just having a really bad come down of, what's going on here?
So sad.
I know, he made this adorable date truck.
It was so cute. He deserves better.
They need to start doing date trucks. They have food trucks. They should do date trucks, and they take you all around and drive you in the prettiest places.
Okay, we're going to go to Shark Tank with this.
Yes.
Yes. It's called Date Truck.
Okay. I love it.
Date truck. There can be a taco truck next to the date truck.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they just follow behind. And
I'm obsessed. This has to happen.
Well, the date truck does not go well, and Alexi... You know, is Alexi maybe only attracted to him when he's high? Or it truly is? I think he just seems attracted to him.
He does. I feel like they had a nice moment when he was talking, you know, about Natalia. And he's like, she meant something to you. And Alexi's like, yes. You know, I felt like they had a moment.
Yeah, I wonder if he's, like, trying to suppress the fact that he likes her or if he actually doesn't like Jay.
I don't think he does.
That's, like, even sadder.
I really don't. I think he's just like, I need someone to talk to or, you know, in this craziness, and Jay's the closest thing.
I think he's an in-the-moment kind of person, and when he's in the moment with Jay recently, he's been high, and they were having fun together, and so why not, you know, and indulge in some happiness.
Yes.
Puff, puff, magic.
Puff, puff, magic.
Thank you. Puff, no puff, sissy magic. Bounce.
The best.
Amazing, amazing. So Alexi gets eliminated because Jay rats him out.
Savage move.
Savage, yeah.
You know what? It was smooth. Actually, I was like, that's pretty smooth. I mean, he doesn't want him around anymore.
He was very, like, Rachel manipulative. Yeah, he was like, oh, I just found this in his dressing room. I'm like, you are really going there.
They all have that. I feel like they all have that, except for Madison. I don't think Madison has it.
Maybe not yet.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I don't think she has the wit, the smart. Mm-hmm. I think they all have a little more manipulative than she does.
Exactly. It's not that she has a conscience. It's just she's not smart enough.
She's not as witty with it.
She's a little dumb.
It's manipulative. You know, manipulative. Whatever you're going to call it. So I'm going to save till the end what happens between Alexi and Rachel when we talk about Rachel. Let's talk about August next.
Sexy August.
Yeah, guys. So August is the nicest one to Serena about this whole embarrassing confrontation. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this driving here. That is my type. Like, if I could be like, God.
Make this man.
Make me a man. He would look and sound exactly like August. And I cannot trust my opinions on him, quite frankly. So please tell me what you guys think.
I thought it was really cool how they kind of have steered his character back in this direction, because I didn't think they were going to do that. I thought a couple weeks ago he was going to be eliminated and done. But he's a contender again, and I think that's really interesting and complicates things.
The Gandhi of everlasting.
The Gandhi, the Dalai Lama.
Yes, I think he's very different from the guy she's dated, so I think they're trying to make that point with him and with Owen, mm-hmm. that maybe, you know, the opposites attract kind of a thing, but... Yeah, I like August a lot. I think he means well, but he also slept with Quinn. So.
I know. Well, I even liked...
Who knows?
This is how much of a sucker I am for August. I even liked when he said to Alexi, yeah, mate, that's you. Like, it's, you know, best of
luck.
And, yeah.
And was just super nice, you know, explaining to Alexi what's going on.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Well, he's not that bad, right? Like, he hasn't really done anything, like, awful.
Yeah, no, he is not.
He just followed his cardinal instincts and...
Yeah, he sleeps on a hammock, okay, you guys? He needs
that is a little much.
The mosquitoes don't like his blood anymore.
They're tired of it. Okay,
so very sexy sex scene. It also was very vanilla for Unreal standards. Mm-hmm.
There was some major eye contact. I feel like they were really
connecting
on some level.
Yeah, me
some
too.
Deep level.
I do. That charity level, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Saving the environment and stuff. They're like having sex and they go, wow.
I'm gonna save the world.
Yeah, let's save the world together. Ah! Exactly.
Infiltration pit.
One infiltration pit at a time.
Well, amazing. Before we move on to the amazing Rachel, we have another really awesome show we want to tell you guys about that's very important to us and we all love to listen to.
Oh, yes. Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, and be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Unreal After Show, who brought you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, check it out.
Yes.
Yay.
Love, Maria. love that podcast. A lot of our co-hosts and great friends are on it sometimes as co-hosts. So you guys should definitely check it out. So Rachel's going through her rough time this episode.
Every episode.
Yeah, sorry. This just is called Rachel Has a Hard
Bless
Time.
Bless her heart, the as name they of the say show.
I mean, okay, so something happened this episode that... I don't think we necessarily saw it. It was this interaction with her mother. So her mm-hmm. mother's taken her father back into her home, given him lithium again, and now he's painting pots.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Now sure. he's crafting.
Yeah.
That's what lithium does, you know? It makes you
really want to do pottery.
So creative.
Yeah. Not really. And he probably shouldn't be driving with the amount that she's medicating him, yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But she goes to find, you know, Rachel goes to find him, has a confrontation with her mother, mm-hmm. and the mom really is just...
The worst.
Evil.
Ooh, she is cold.
And the saying, you know, you have no idea how manipulative you were. She was a child.
Yeah, yeah.
That actress is great, though.
Oh, she's so good. I love their relationship. But I honestly, for a second, was like, I'm kind of siding with the mom because I feel like Rachel might have been that kind of child.
Can you imagine growing up with her as your mother, though?
Then you fix your child. You don't...
I'm not saying that I condone anything that her mother did. I just think that for a second I was like, well, this is maybe how she's always been. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think she has had those manipulative traits, but clearly we see where she gets it from. Right. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not a mother and there are kids, there are people that have kids that are just bad. Mm-hmm. I always think about that. You know, what if like I have a kid one day that is just evil and there's nothing I can do about it? That must be hard. I'm not saying Rachel's evil, but, you know, a child that is openly manipulative and seems like a 35-year-old in a 12-year-old's body must be difficult.
Yeah, there's a whole movie called We Need to Talk About Kevin, and I just watched it this weekend.
I've heard of that.
And it's exactly that. So you guys have to watch it. It's basically Rachel.
I,
I just can't sympathize with her mom at all, though. I just don't. I'm just like, you're terrible.
I agree.
She's pretty bad. It's not even sympathy. I just was, for a second, I was like, oh, you are describing Rachel well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be like, okay, thinking if she is this mother and Rachel literally was a 12-year-old version of Rachel now, but maybe worse, scary.
Scary place.
Scary.
But she needs to know how to deal with that, and she was a therapist and chose the mm-hmm. wrong way to deal with that. So Rachel comes on to Dr. Simon. All of a sudden, she's free of her demons after walking out her family's front door mm-hmm. saying, I'm never coming back. So now it's, I don't get it.
I did. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I just think it goes round and round and round and round. And I think her mom made that point. Like, here we are again, the mm-hmm. same conversation. And I think finally, I think at some point you're just kind of done.
I feel like it's not the end, though. It can't be. Yeah, it can't be. Because this is Rachel's life. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll probably wreak havoc everywhere. So maybe doesn't need to be with her family anymore. Maybe something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Jeremy, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least Josh, we get to tell see us. Josh Kelly, if that's the case, I hope so. She comes back to set ready to have sex. That's what happens, right? You know, I've conquered my demons. Let's do it.
And within 5 minutes of each other.
It's like, yeah. And okay, so the title of this episode, Recurrent, and things are happening over and over again. Mm-hmm. And therapist Dr. Simon is, I'm not necessarily saying that has happened before, but she's just, it's almost transference also. Mm-hmm. I think that was last week's episode.
Yes.
Or the week before, I don't know. But she comes on to him really glad that he did not do that.
Yeah.
So don't trust him.
Like, never happened on the show where someone was like responsible with their choices. What?
Or said no to Rachel.
Yeah.
Exactly. He said no. Do you guys think there's anything fishy left about him?
Yes. The cameras are real creepy.
Mm-hmm. Something's up. Something's up with the cameras.
Something's up.
Maybe he's her brother or something.
Oh, God. We're going, like, soap opera style on.
Well, I don't know. I just am trying to tie it together.
Interesting.
Brother, it's something from her past, I'm hoping, because I really like that. I don't like it when they just throw random things in and go, I became obsessed with you, and mm-hmm. we don't know the character. We mm-hmm. didn't know him before. So I don't
know. I feel like we don't know anything about him still.
Yeah, we don't really.
Yeah, and we'll get into this predictions, but scenes from next week, we saw Quinn kind of confronting him about the whole camera thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then Rachel doesn't get it from Dr. Simon. So we had predictions earlier this season which contestant Rachel would have sex with.
And I guessed it right. I thought that it was a real lost cause for a couple weeks there. But I was like, oh my God, it actually came true.
I don't even remember who I suggested. August, maybe?
Yeah, it was, August. Well, she did sleep with Jasper, but it was
I was like, no.
Serena, I'm sorry.
Oh, Serena.
Serena slept with... No, okay, sorry. I'm getting all the women confused. It's terrible. She didn't sleep with anybody. And we were trying to figure out which one would do it. And I think that she respects Serena so much that she's, all right, we have some hot people here. Let me just go with the one she for sure doesn't want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not knowing that Jay wants him.
Oh, his little tear.
It's just one perfect tear.
Jay. Oh,
Jay. We love you.
It hurts so bad. It hurt my heart so bad because I thought it was going to be maybe another Adam situation where Quinn was going to see it and like, oh gosh, mm-hmm. this girl's crazy. But no, the fact that it was Jay hurts even worse.
But she knows. Why is she doing that with knowing the camera? She knows the cameras are there. She watches the cameras. Okay. I'm thinking of something. Do you remember last week when Alex Hernandez, when we asked who was the one?
Yes.
Touching themselves at the beginning of the episode, and he said it was Alexi.
Mm.
Yes.
So Rachel knew the camera was there because she's watched him in his bedroom before.
Yeah, literally, she didn't put a towel over it or anything.
Did she think Dr. Simon would see it, maybe?
Oh.
It was on purpose for whatever reason. I don't know.
Because I don't think she would ever hurt Jay like that. That's
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Unless she was just trying to show him to go back to his person. But I think Rachel's way too self-involved and has way too much going on to worry about anyone else.
Yeah.
On that note, let's get... Or no, I'm sorry. Before we get into predictions, we all have news and gossip. Our amazing Taylor here went to a really cool event last week.
Yes, I went to this Writers Guild Association panel, and it was awesome. There was a lot of the writers there, and Jeffrey Boyer Chapman was there. I got a little picture with him, which is really cool. He's, like, the friendliest person ever. Hopefully he comes on our show someday.
Next season,
yes. Would be great. But it was really cool. I got to see, like I said, the screening of this week's episode in advance, which was awesome and torturous because I wanted so badly to talk about it with people. But it was also really neat because the director of, I think, scripted development and stuff there was also on the panel. And they were talking a lot about how Lifetime is just very, like, good place for women to work, which is amazing. Like, their maternity leave is, like, really great. A lot of the showrunners are on Unreal, like, have little offices that you can, like, bring your newborns and bring your kids to. And so it's just, like, very inclusive. And apparently, I think all of the scripted series at Lifetime right now are created and showran by women, which is so cool. So it was just a really fun panel, and Lifetime, I just have, like, so much respect for them as a network after this, too.
Yeah, that's amazing. Cool. Love that. I love a lot of Lifetime. There's so many good Lifetime shows coming up. Yeah. So
they've really rebranded. It's been really fun to see.
They have. You know, it's for women. It's for all women, not just our moms. Okay. Yeah. So let's get into some predictions for the two-part season finale next week.
Let's do it.
Ready for those predictions.
Dun, dun, dun. I know I get we're not gonna get music, but it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
Let's start with you, Taylor.
All right. So I've watched this promo like 4 times because I'm so excited about it. I think that Crystal's proposing to Chet. Yikes. As if she's like in a dress, like popping some question. I'm terrified and so excited for that. Jeremy and Rachel, I think, are going to share some moments. I'm also really nervous about that because I'm not here for that relationship either. I'm really, really scared that Rachel's dad is, like, going to die or something.
Oh my gosh, that's morbid.
I know, but, like, he can't be okay back in that house. Mm-mm. I'm so worried about him.
Or maybe she's hiding him in the basement, you know?
Maybe. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
It's even worse.
Shopping for bowls.
Yeah. I think we're not going to see any more of Rachel's parents this season. I think it's going to be focused the whole thing on what's going to happen with Gary. I think that that's Quinn plotting. I think Madison's on board. So I'm really curious how they're going to blow it up. And I think we're going to learn more about Fiona, and I think she's going to have a major role in whatever happens with the show as a whole or the network, or maybe it's going to be some all-female run situation. But yeah, I'm curious about that, and I think that Chet might propose to Quinn when he gets proposed to. He might confess his love to her again, but I don't know, because that is another storyline that has gone like this. So I'll be curious about the Jeremy-Rachel thing, too. They teased that, so
yeah,
there's going to be something there.
So I don't want this to be true, but from the preview, it seems that it's going to be another one of those live weddings, that they're going to try to get the couple married before the show ends, and then maybe they're not going to get married and they have an open place to get married, so someone else is going to try to get married. Something to do with Chet. I want so badly for Serena to find love, but at the same time, okay, she would find love with Owen, but there's just no way that she could live that life. I think it's going to be pretty clear, and she's going to break his heart, and maybe he'll be the next Bachelor. Probably not, because they don't do that on this show, and it makes me so mad.
Season 5.
Yes.
Who knows?
You never know. And I think Rachel might try to catch up the next 2 episodes for not sleeping with anyone.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This entire season might just be going on some kind of rampage, and Jeremy might be a victim, but I just think that he's going to continue to put her first, and we're going to see his relationship crumble. Lots of stuff is going to happen. So again, guys, 2 episodes next week. We're going to be covering them. It's going to be the last episode of the season. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm working on a guest next week. Hopefully we'll get one. I hope you guys have enjoyed all of our guests this season, though. Where can everyone find you on social media, Taylor?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_Anne and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I also do the Rise After Show Tuesdays at 9 and the Law & Order SVU episode After Show Thursdays at 8.
You are a busy girl.
I'm a busy girl.
You guys can find me on Instagram at @lmpowers15 or on Twitter at @lesliepowers15.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and Sam Davidson Entertainment next week. .com. We will see you next week. Hopefully everyone's been tuned out at this point so you can hear that, or good for you if you did. See ya. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.